It is time now for Making Sense of the Markets with Lori Pankowski. Lori is a senior portfolio manager at Canaccord Genuity and joins us now. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Simi. How are you doing on this beautiful Vancouver day?
You're in an air-conditioned office, aren't you? You must be.
Yes, it is warm. It is warm.
It is warm out there for sure. But how is this translating to the markets? Like, how warm are the markets these days?
Yeah, you know, this is probably the most important week of summer in terms of data as well as earnings that we're seeing. Markets are in the green today. And this comes ahead of the Fed's key interest rate decision, which is set to be announced at 11 a.m. We're looking for a 3/4 point move. And then Jerome Powell is going to speak after that. And what we're trying to learn is, you know, again, where they stand in terms of their rate hike path. You know, for the remainder of the year, as well as maybe shed some light on economic conditions. And, you know, we've seen a cool down in economic data that's coming out during these kind of tighter economic conditions with higher rates. We're seeing real estate prices come down. We've seen commodity prices come down. We've seen changes in employment as well as inventories out there. You know, however, the last June read for inflation was at 9% in the U.S. So again, that's a 41-year high. So they're doing what they can, but they've also said that they're going to be nimble in their path of raising rates, and they're going to be looking at the data and making decisions based on that. And that's what markets wanted to hear. And, you know, investors are really eager to see, you know, is this the last of the 3/4 point hike? And again, you remember Bank of Canada just increased by 1 percentage point. So again, we don't want to see a recession. Nobody does. And we're going to learn, last quarter's GDP as well tomorrow. And we're just amidst so many earnings as well. So we're really getting, a good indication of where the economy sits right now.
Okay, well, let's dive into the earnings season aspect of this, because I'm hearing about those everywhere. I mean, you've got a lot of what, S&P 500 companies that are reporting in right now?
Oh, a ton. You know, even for our own portfolios, I think we had 5 names report yesterday, and we have 7 names are reporting today, on top of all the other economic data that's coming out. So at this point, more than 150 or 30% of S&P 5 companies have reported so far. Roughly 70% have been analyst expectations. So again, this is a positive sign that it's not as bad as investors thought, I would say. And, you know, you take a look at Google and Microsoft, both posted double-digit quarterly revenue growth, but they missed analyst expectations on earnings and revenue. But both stocks are up today, again, with the idea that it's not as bad as investors thought. On the other hand, we've got more staple-type companies, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, both had great earnings yesterday. Both companies are up. And again, we own all of those stocks in our portfolio, I should say. And again, I think this is going to continue. I think investors got overly pessimistic about how things are going to go here, especially in the second quarter. And I think people are, quietly pleased. And so you've seen markets stabilize somewhat over the past few weeks. And, perhaps the bottom is already in the markets, at least in the short term, especially the way that investors are handling these earnings coming out.
Okay, well, that's a good sign then, right? If you feel like, okay, maybe we've hit the bottom, then that's a good sign for the markets.
It is. And again, what we need is a catalyst in the markets. We need either the Fed to be less aggressive. We need inflation to come down. So interest rate increases are not as aggressive. That's what the market needs. And we just haven't had that catalyst. And we need that for any sort of sustainable rally, in my opinion. And that day will come. And we don't know if it's going to be, this meeting, or it's going to be in September, or, you know, October. But at some point, that catalyst will come and the markets will change direction. Again, we can see things bottoming, stabilizing somewhat. And again, I'm saying that right before the Fed speaks. So let's hear what they have to say first. Let's see what second quarter GDP comes in as well. Because remember, the definition of a recession is 2 quarters of negative growth. In the first quarter already, we saw negative growth in the U.S. They're expecting a slight increase for second quarter. But if that comes in negative, that's going to be deemed that we're already in a recession. session. And so it will be interesting to see, you know, what the number is and whether, again, we're in a mild recession or where this is, where this path is headed. And that all is going to be determined by where the Fed goes from here.
Right. Okay. So that also sounds like you're staying very calm about this. You're very logical, saying let's wait to, you know, for this to come out. But that also speaks to the issue of kind of having to manage investor emotions, doesn't it? Because you probably have to repeat that to many people.
Yeah, sometimes I could just press play. I would say that, understanding investor emotions, like if you Google investor emotions in a market cycle, you'll find a ton of graphs on this. And, you know, there's a way that investors feel when markets are moving higher, when they're at a high, when they're coming down, when they're at the bottom. And, you know, it really speaks to how people are feeling during different times of the market cycle. And remember, the market goes in a cycle, and you just have to keep that in mind. And learning how to anticipate and, control our emotions when investing is one of the most important endeavors you can undertake. And poor investment decisions are often caused by emotions. And so by learning to manage that, you're likely going to have a better return over the long term. Even if you look at markets and how, you know, they've performed over the past 6 months, that's for now, not forever, right? In 3 to 5 years, I'm sure we'll be dealing with a whole nother problem.
Exactly.
You'll forget this one even happened.
That is the way it goes.
Yeah, it is, right? And so you just got to manage yourself through it and not make snap decisions, you know, the world is, going to zero and I better stay in cash and put money under my mattress. Again, every few years we go through these adjustments and understanding how you're feeling emotionally. One of the emotions as markets start to kind of move higher is reluctance. People don't believe that's going to happen. They still think that things are bad out there, for example. Having cash sit in the bank is their idea of an investment strategy. And again, that's no good when you've got inflation at, 7-8% either. And then things move higher in that market cycle. And then you start seeing investors with, optimism, excitement, and then thrill, and then even euphoria, right, at the top of the market. Everybody's making money. Everybody's so happy, and they can do no wrong. And then when that cycle changes again, you see disappointment, you see denial, fear, and then desperation, and even panic. And I would say that panic that we saw recently was kind of in June, right, where people were throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Any stock could do no right. Let's put it that way.
Exactly.
Any company, no matter what it was. And so again, that starts to not make sense. And you see capitulation where people are just overselling. And then finally that changes to hope again. When you see, again, we've got, okay earnings. So your companies are still growing revenue. Yes, there's things that are affecting them, such as, higher food costs or wage inflation. And again, we have to look at each company individually, but you really want to avoid the emotional pain, of making snap decisions, quick decisions without really understanding the market cycle and what's happening out there, right? So again, understand where you are in the market cycle, I guess.
What stage do you think we're at right now?
So after capitulation, there's despondency, depression, okay. And then
this all fits.
Reluctance, doesn't it? Yeah. So I felt that investors over the last little bit are probably under the despondency, then the depression, and then the reluctance stage, like somewhere in there. Just because, again, the idea is that even markets stabilizing, they're up 8% off the lows, right? Like that's a pretty significant move here in July, but a lot of people continue to look at the rear view mirror. This is what happened. And yes, that's what happened to the markets, but what is going to happen? That's what's important today to make decisions. And earnings are telling us that things just are not that bad. We're not in some major recession right now. We've got a lot of people working. Unemployment numbers are still low. Again, that may change in coming months, but the Fed may also get less aggressive in coming months once we see inflation come down as well.
Lori, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Simi.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.